Davidson County is marking a steep drop in infant sleep deaths. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the number of infants who suffocated while sleeping dropped by nearly 30% in 1 year.
Anytime a baby dies, there's an official review. As part of the process, MetroHealth's Deanna Allen-Robb sometimes debriefs with devastated parents. Either they were sleeping in the same bed, the child was on her stomach, or something in the crib covered his face.
They are absolutely heartbreaking stories for families that either did not know the latest information about how to sleep their infant safely, or they needed extra support.
In other words, some larger families just don't have enough room for the baby to sleep alone. The number of sleep deaths in Nashville fell to 15, representing a fifth of all infant fatalities last year. The health department has been offering bassinets to families who don't have a decent crib, but most of the credit is going to a five-year-old marketing campaign that targets young parents as they leave the hospital. Nationally, it's called the ABCs of Safe Sleep: alone, on the baby's back, and in a crib, free of loose items. Allen Robb says the most powerful message, though, has come from parents who lost a child. Some have volunteered to share their story, saying they don't want the same tragedy to haunt another family. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.